In Parashas Shmos, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud says, the Baruch Shalom said by the Sneh, he appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, "Va'atul l'cho v'eshlocha chol paro, v'hoitza yisrami b'nei yisrami mitzrayim." They're sending you to paro in order to take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hagem Moshe Alo Lekim. Moshe responded to the Rabbeinu Shalom in two ways, with two hesitations, two issues. Mi anoichi ki elech al paroi. Number one, Rashi's explanation here. Mi anoichi vebinich. Am I the right person? Why will he listen to me? Since that's implicit in what he's saying, meditation, why should he listen to me? Mi anoichi ki elech al paroi. And number two, v'chi oitzi es b'nei yisrael mi mitzrayim, secondarily is, even assuming that he will want to release the B'nai Yisrael, in what schuz does Klal Yisrael have now being in the Memtah Sharei Tumah? Is it such a good idea, and does Klal Yisrael Bemis deserve at this point? What are you going to do with Azab B'nai Yisrael? And that Ketesed Azayich is such a Yitzir. That's where Rashi understands, and the other Rishonim, and the Medrash as well. There are two issues. Pasuk Yudeis by Yoimeh. So the Rabbi Shalom answered him, Alishan, Rishan, Malach, and Afka. Number one, on the Taina, that Mi Anoichi Ki Elech Al Tadoi, the Rabbi Shalom says, by Yoimeh Ki Eya Ima. Number one, Einoch Anami, you yourself, you're not coming on your own. You're not representing yourself. You're representing your Shliach from the Rabbi Shalom. Ki Eya Ima. And not only, now I'm going in the first pshat in Rashi. We'll speak out afterwards. There's two pshatim here in Rashi. In the first pshat, the hemshach is v'zelucha ois, ki anoichi shlachticha, is all part of the first issue. Meaning, you're a shliach from me, you're representing me. And not only that, but I'm giving you a way of actually proving, so to speak, Anois, I'm giving you a sign, ki anoichi shlachticha, that you represent me. What is that sign? Rashi learns the sign is the sneh itself, that I appear to you, the sneh, the sneh inenu ukol, it's a maisa nisim, and the sneh inenu ukol is the halein, that is itself the greatest raya, that you're not here just coming on your own. You're coming with the full force and backing of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the answer to the first shiloh. This that you ask the second shiloh of the chiyotzias, what's the schuz? In what way does Klal Yisrael zoyche to taka be released? The answer is, b'tziachos ami mitzrayim tavdun zolakim ala or azeh. But this is the Klal Yisrael that will, notwithstanding wherever they're holding now, the Klal Yisrael will be on a darga, given a few more months, that they'll be in Kabul the Torah, b'tziachos tavdun zolakim on Har Sinai. And that's the schuz that's oinedesli Yisrael to be released from itself. That's the edith what Rashi says. There's a number of things. I mentioned before that the Bem is two pshatim here in Rashi. So you have Kumashim. Let's read inside the Rashis here. And you'll see it's a little hard to distinguish exactly the chiluk in between the two pshatim. So first, before we read it inside, just outside, and then we'll look inside. What's the second track? The critical difference between the two pshatim and Rashi, the answer to the first shaila of Moshe Rabbeinu and the answer to the second shaila of Moshe Rabbeinu seems to be the emes answered along the same lines. The critical chiluk in the two pshatim is the phrase in the middle, v'zelecha ois ki anoichi shlachti. According to the first way Rashi learns, that's attached, that goes back on ki eya ima. V'haraya ki eya ima, that you're not going on your own, you're going as a shliach from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, because there's an ois that has snena inenu uko, zelecha ois the maisa sneh, so that's a raya ki anoichi shlachticha, that you're on a shlichas. Second shot, the answer to the first shayla ends by ki eya ima, there he is. Attaches itself, that shayim, shayachas, to the second, to answering the second shayim. V'zeluch, how so? V'zeluch ha'oiz, ki anoichi shlachticha, that the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that I'm telling you now to tell Paroi that they're going out of Mitzrayim, the Yetzias Mitzrayim is the ice that Tavdun Esolakim Alahar Azah. Not that the Sneh is an ice that I'm sending you, but that there's an ice in the second Perek, which is that what's the Schus, that they're going to be Mekabel the Torah, not only is there going to be a Kabbalah Satayra, but the Yetzias Mitzrayim that you're being a shliach to release them from the Avdus is in and of itself is an ice on the fact that Christ will be Mekabel the Torah L'acha Mem Tesyayim, and at that point that will be a Schus HaMedes Liso. That's what Rashi says. Now we'll try to learn up what Rashi is saying, but let's read it first in Rashi. You'll see that this is what he says. Mi amaychi zok Rashi pasuk yudalef. Mi mani choshev l'daber melachim. Number one. V'chi yotzi es bnei Yisrael v'afam im choshev ani mazochu Yisrael shi'aslam neishvetzi in Mitzrayim. You have two shayos. V'yoy mekiyayim achi shivoy al rishon rishon al achin achin. She'amarotim mi anoychi ke'elech al padoi. On this that you're saying mi anoychi loy shol chohi. You're not on your own. Ki mishali, it's my da. Ki eya ima. Vizeh hamada asher oisa b'sneh. And be'emes, the pasuk continues in answering the first shayla. Vizeh locha ois ki anoichi shlach ticha. This whole ma'isa with the sneh is itself an ois ki anoichi shlach ticha. V'tatzlich v'shluchusi. U'kidai ani lahatzil kasher isa sneh. Ois shluchusi v'enenu uko. Kafelech v'shluchusi v'enu konizik. So this sneh, that's enenu uko, is symbolic of the fact that in this that you're being sent by me on the shlichus that you're being sent, you'll be matzliach. As I mean, the sneh is acting on my behalf and it's not being nizik. So too, you'll come and go back to shalom and you'll be matzliach. Number two, v'shasha'alta maskus yesh li Yisrael sheyetzu min Mitzrayim. V'chiyotzi es bnei Yisrael min Mitzrayim. Teretz is dover godol yesh li alo yitzozu. Shayasidim l'kabla ha-toyra alo hara zeh. L'soy shloish ha-dosh v'sheyetzu min Mitzrayim. The teretz is, the Maimed Ha-Sinai, the Kabbalah ha-toyra of Kuali, so is retroactively, so to speak, will be considered the schus that enables them to leave Mitzrayim. That's first shot. Dover acher, ki eyeyimo is the first teretz v'zeh shetatzliuchuach v'zeh shetatzliach b'shlifuscho l'cho ha'ois al haftocha acheres. So ki eyeyimo is the same shah. Ki eyeyimo. And now, this that you're going to be masliach v'zeh l'cho ha'ois shanoichi shlachticho is ha'ois al haftocha acheres shani mavtichacho shekhi shetetzi and mitzrayim tavlin oisi ala hor hazeh shetekavlu ha'toyer olav v'hi haschus ha'imadus l'yisrael. So Be'emes, what seems to be mashma, the truth of Rashi, is that essentially in the two kashas you have two terutzim. In both pshatim Be'emes, in both pirushim, the terutzim are essentially the same. On the shailah of mi anoichi, the teretz is ki eya ima. On the shailah of vichi aitzi and what's chus, the teretz is this is chus of man tayr. The ikka chiluk between the two pshatim is where does the words, the phrase of v'zelo chayis ki anoichi shlachticha, is that coming to support the teretz of in the sense that you see you're going to be matzliach and not be befooled, no nezek is going to befool you, or is it attached, does it attach itself to the second teretz of hi haschus ha'medes l'Yisrael, in the sense that for some reason we're drawing over here, we're connecting the fact that you're taking them out of Mitzrayim is the ois on the Kabbalah HaTorah, which is the haschus ha'medes l'Yisrael. So the shaila is pashut. The Shana is a Pasha the Shana, just in Pasha Shana and Rashi, Bishlama in the first Pshat, so we understand why it says, V'zelecha oizki anoichi shlachticha. I mean, to say that you're my shliach is not nearly sufficient. I mean, you're my shliach, but b'mehecha teisa, that nothing, no harm is going to befall me. So just by way of supporting the fact that you're acting on my behalf, V'zelecha oizki anoichi shlachticha, and V'zelecha oizki anoichi shlachticha, and you're being sent by me, and you're in good hands. As ever, you see by the snare that is also a shliach hasnei nenu uk. I mean, the second pshat in Rashi, what is the underlying, what's pshat? I mean, what is, how does the fact that the zelecha ha'ayizki anoichi shlachticha in any way shed any more light or support the teretz of Yitziyah ha'sahom mimitzrayim tavnes olekim alo hazeh, the fact that the Yitziyah is an ice on the Maimon HaSinai? The point is, like we saw in the first teretz, the shailu is, what's the schus? The schus is that by Tziach Hashem, it's not a Talmud of the Kim. It's hard to, even when you read the Rashi, it's hard to understand what's this whole Arichos in the second shot. V'zesha Tatzliach v'shlichusha l'chahayis and gufa the Yetzias Mitzrayim, that you will be Metzliach, is doch itself an ois on the Haftacha of Maimed HaSinai, which is Be'emes, what's the schuz that's going to take you out of Mitzrayim in the first place? What do I need that the Yetzias Mitzrayim is an ois on the Maimed HaSinai, which is the schuz that's a medicine? So what does that do for me? What is that phrase of Zelech Ois Genoch Yishlachticha? How does that in any way clarify or support anything that we're saying, like in the first Teretz? Like in the first Pshat, the Teretz is Pasha. By Tziach HaSom Yimitzayim, the Kash was Ma'a Shchus, Be'ez Shchus, the Teretz is by Tziach HaSom, Tazim Yisrael Kim Al Ha'arav. And this is the only difference between the Pshat. So it's important enough, obviously it's certainly important in Pshat and Pasuk, but it's important enough, it's a critical enough aspect here in the Pshat and the Pasuk, that the Torah inserts this phrase here, that Rashi is making two completely separate Pshatim out of this phrase. Number two, we need to understand that Be'emes, according to either Pshat, in Svada, in logic, it's not much Shver. He answering the second Shaila, again, essentially the same way, which is that Klal Yisrael will be eventually Mekabel B'Tayyip. If people, you tell children, Talmidim, if you do Kach V'Kach, so maybe you're going to be worthy of a certain Schar. So somebody will ask, but Be'ez Shchus, but why are they worthy? So he said, because 6 months down the road, they're going to do something that's going to make them retroactively worthy. What kind of a business is this? Moshe Rabbeinu is that right now they're in the Memphis, they're Shaku in the Memphis Shaitumah. The Chiyoti has been there, you saw Be'ez Shchus, and what Shchus are you taking them out? The answer is that you should know, Be'etziach HaSomim Mitzrayim, Tavnus Elekim Alohar Azeh. Yeah, how good for Anudamim? We're being down over here in Eizah Shchus, the Chiyoti has been there, you saw him in Mitzrayim. What Shchus are they going out of Mitzrayim? He said, because if and when they go out, they'll be Mekabel L'Tayim. But Ba'asher Husham, I mean, B'derech Chlal, you down a person and he receives his schar, Ba'asher Husham. Right now, do they have a schus? You say, no. But I know, B'yediyah, the Rabbanu Shalom knows B'yediyah, that notwithstanding all the bad choices in the Bechira that Chlal Yisrael has made in the past, but if I only will take them out of Mitzrayim, they'll do something that will retroactively merit their being taken out of Mitzrayim. It's a very unusual, in Schar V'Oynesh, is a very unusual situation. Chayde, it needs a beer. Thirdly, in the Medayik and the Lashon of Rashi, you see that Be'emes, Rashi, the Lashon of Rashi changes in the answering of the second Pshat, the second Shaila. The Lashon Rashi is not exactly the same. In the first Pshat, Rashi says, the Teretz, the Shasha'alta, Maz, Chus, Yeshli, Yisrael, Sheyetzu, Mitzrayim. The answer is Dava Godel Yeshli Aloitzo Azu, Shari Asidim Lakabal Atoir Al Horazer. Rashi doesn't say he has Chus Haimedes Li Yisrael. Rashi says Dava Godel Yeshli Aloitzo Azu. The Rabbani Shalom is saying, you're right, Ki'ilu, the Rabbani Shalom is answering, Enochanami, Biskirah. What's Chus does Pali Yisrael have? They have no Chus. Because, like we say, right now, Ba'asher Husham, Pali Yisrael is not Shaykh the Kabbalah Satayr. And in Meila, they're not Shaykh the Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim as well. They're certainly not Shaykh the Kabbalah Satayri right now. They're Memtah Shari Tumah. And B'meila as such, they're not Shaykh. They have no schutz to be taken out of Mitzrayim. So you say, yeah, but they will be Mekabal Satayri once they go out. And B'meila, since that's the case, so I have a right to take them out. That's what Rashi's money. I have a right. That's what the Rabbani Shalom said. Dava Gardel Chabanigiyas. The Rabbani Shalom, the Teretz is, you're asking, Maschus? Even the Teretz is, Dava Gardel Yeshli Alei Tzohazu. The Rabbani Shalom says, Ichabanigiyas, I want to take out Klal Yisrael, because I taka know the Yediya in the realm of the Rabbani Shalom, not in the realm of Pesid. In the realm of Yediya, I know what's going to happen. And that's something that I'm looking very much forward to. He's a man of Chabaychet Arech. Right? The Rabbani Shalom is also has a say. And the Rabbani Shalom does things on occasion. He'll do things, what is good for him, Kaviyocha. So the Rabbani Shalom, Dabba Godel, Yeshu Yaloi Tusha, Sidon Lekabel HaTorah, Arizal, Esoi Shalosh, Adon, Shetim, Yitzvah. That's in the first verse. So the Pshat and that Pshat in In the second shot, you see that the wording of Rashi changes, which again, seemingly, it wouldn't need to. There, Rashi says that Tavdun Shani Machichacho Shetikim Mitzrayim Tavdun Oisi Alor Azeh Shetikabla Toyda Olam Vehi Haschus Oimad Asim Yisrael. That's the first time in this second Teretz that Rashi introduces the fact on what we were asking before, that the Tavdun Asalakim, the Kabbalah Satoyda, is itself the Schus Oimad Asim Yisrael. That's a Chiddush only in the second shot. So what accounts for that fact, guys? What accounts for the fact that, number one, that it's being switched here? This Nekudah would seemingly be unrelated to the two pshat. If you're choosing to learn a Dava Gadol Yeshua Lo'etzo Azu, so we can learn that way in the second pshat also. If the Teretz is that he has Chus Oimedes Yisrael, so we can learn that in the first pshat. How is that Mekush? How is this Shinui in the second pshat? L'chayda, there's a L'shitasi over there. That is in some way, is really the Pesach to be Miyashiv, the first thing of the Vizelo Chalais that we were asking, the Pshan of Vizelo Chalais Kanochi Shlachticha. The Vizelo Chalais Kanochi Shlachticha ultimately is what sets you up to allow you to say Vehi Askus Haimedes Yisrael. Without the Vizelo Chalais Kanochi Shlachticha, that it's an Ois on Kabbalah Satoira, then you can't say it's a Skus Haimedes Yisrael. Because like we were asking, what kind of a business is that, that the schus is coming after the ma'isa retroactively? In the first shot, there was no gzela cha'ais, that's an ice on the Kabbalah Satay. So over there, it's davar gadol yeishli aloi tzorazi. In the second shot, there's a schus I met as Yisrael is predicated, it's miyusid on the fact that Zet Shetatzliach B'Shlichuzcha in the Yetzias Mitzrayim is an eyes on, ultimately, on the Kabbalah Zatar of Chavis. How so? What's the Bir Advan? That's the Cheshbon in the Pshat, the Pirushi and Rashi. Clearly, that's the Cheshbon. But what's the Cheshbon? I think that the Behemis, before we speak out in the Pshat, in the Medrash Rabbah, which is where Rashi is taking these pshatim from, in Parsha Gimel, in Medrash Rabbah here, Parsha Shmos, in Parsha Gimel, in Parsha Gimel, in well, the Oisius, Ois Dalet, in the middle of Ois Dalet, the Medrash Taka goes through that there are two shailas. Of the Behemis, in the Medish, there's a tziduk of the two things that Rashi says into one shot. In the Medish, the Zelecha is like Rashi says in his first shot, it's coming to support that you're not going to have before any nezek, that Tianoichi, that you're coming on my behalf. That the Zelecha is attached to the Tiaya Ima. But at the same time, the Medish, Piazois, that, and this that you hear, and in this that you hear, that maschus, but see, after so long, Tavlis, the Kim Aloise, Masha Marta, the Isis, have the idea of a schus at Toyde, Shemasid, and the Kabbalah, Yok, the Boraze, and Yokimisha. So, that means what we're being Medaic in Rashi is really not, in the Medrash seems to be not Meduyak. The Medrash seems to be the differences that we're drawing here in the Tupshat and Rashi are not Meduyik in the Medrash. Of the Meidach Gisa, the way I prefer to view it, and I think is also a right way of looking at it, is that for some reason Rashi split up the Medrash into Tupshat. Rashi had this Medrash that we had, and the Medrash that we have puts it all into one shot. If Izalacha is answering the Shiloh of Kiyaya Ima, and the Ois is the Snare, and the Schus, I met this Yisrael, is by Tziach HaZami Mitzrayim. But for some reason, we're not learning Medrash, we're learning Rashi. The way Rashi understood here, Pshat and Medrash, or he's not saying Pshat necessarily in the Medrash, what he took from this Medrash, is that the Abam is two Pshatim over here. Pshat number one is Zelucha Ois, is supporting the Pshat, the Snare is supporting Kiyaya Ima. And the emes, the teretz, according to that pshat in the second kasha, will be davar gadol yeshli aloitzazu. And in the pshat, the second, what Rashi takes out of the second part of the medrash is that there's a second pshat here b'chlal. that the Zeluch HaOis is changing. The Zeluch HaOis is the Yitzias Mitzrayim is a noise ultimately on the Kabbalah Satorah, that's the Zchus HaMedes Nisa. So the key to this Rashi is in the Chinuch, the Mitzvah Sviya Sa'ime, and Mitzvah Shinvav. The Chinuch says like this, Mishrashi HaMitzvah Al Tzad HaPshah. In the Mitzvah Sviya Sa'ime, Lefi, Shekol Ikran Shel Yisrael, Eino Yala HaToyda. U'mipnei HaToyda Nivru Shemaim V'eretz V'Yisrael. U'kamashikosuvim Lebrisi Yomim V'Layim. V'hi ha'ike v'hasiba shenigalu v'yotsu mi'mitzrayim k'day sheyikablu atoyda b'sinai v'yikaymu. That the ike of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim is liyos lochem lelekim, is the Kabbalah Satayim. Ani Hashem lekeichem asher tzeisi eslam liyos me'eretz Mitzrayim liyos lochem lelekim. The Yetzias Mitzrayim is a heksha, or in the verita of this pasuk is an ois. It's preparatory, it's a hachana, it allows ultimately for the main event, which is the Kabbalah Satorah, which Klal Yisrael, which is at the core of Klal Yisrael's Mitzvahs. Zok Techinuch, Hu Kimoy Sh'om HaShem L'moyshe, V'zelucho Ois, Ki Anoichi Sh'im. Remember, he's bringing a raya, that Yitzias Mitzrayim is tofel to the Kabbalah Satorah, Vosei De'ike, and the Sivir for Klal Yisrael. The raya on that is this possible. He's learning, like Rashi says in his first chapter, that it's going on snap. Meaning, what I just said, ki eya ima. In order to take you out of Mitzrayim, you ask the Chiyotzi as Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. The Teretz is the Chiyotzi as Bnei Yisrael, the Yitzias Mitzrayim Gufa, is Zelucha Ois, meaning the Yitzias Mitzrayim, that you will, yet you're being sent, and you will be Matzliach in doing, is and will be itself an Ois on something much greater, which is the Tavnus Alekim. That is the main event. The chedus from the avdus, me avdus the chedus, is beemet just like it says in the Gemara. You maschel bignus and messiah b'shvach and machloikus in the Gemara. We do both. But one of the pirushim in the Gemara is that mitchil oiv de avoy dezara hayu avisaynu va'achshu kevano amokin la'avidasa. The ikke maschel bignus and messiah b'shvach. The ikke in sipat tzias mitzrayim, which goes derech hascholos bignus and messiah b'shvach, is not in the gnus of the avdus and in the shvach of the chedus, like the other pshat holds. Avodah mayinu vayoytzeinu asher. It's mitchil oiv de avoy dezara hayu avisaynu, that we didn't have a Torah, that we were shakua in avoy dezara. V'asher kevon amokim la'avidasa. That's the gnus and the shvach. That's the beginning and the end of the sipat tzias mitzrayim. How so? Zok techinuch, because that's the tachlis hatoyva. Yoyse min acheres la'avis. V'lochein. How does he see this in the pasuk? How do we see all this by us in the pasuk? Zok der pasuk. Because Yasa Hashem l'moyshe ois seisa me'avdus l'kabolas hatoyva. Ki hatofel oisin ois l'oilam elo ikim. Zok der, an ois is always tofel to the ikim. You don't give a sign, if you're foreshadowing something, by giving a sign, so the way you're foreshadowing it, you're saying it's symbolic. It foreshadows something that's going to come. So the ois is always tafel to the ik. You don't give the ik as an ois to the tafel. You give the ois as a tafel to the ik. So if the pasuk, the way he's understanding, which is behemoth, like we saw Rashi second pshat, Chinuch is learning pshat in this pasuk like Rashi second pshat. V'zeluch ha'ois k'enoch ishlachticha is zesh tatzliach b'shlichuzta. Will in and of itself become an ois on something much greater yet, which is the ikka, the tavnus alakim alazeh, and that's the schus haimedes l'Yisrael. So the Mele comes out now like this. Now that we understand clearly, I mean, with a yes a beer, the way the chinuch is understanding here, When you read the Rashi, you don't see all this in Rashi. You see that Tiyas Mitzrayim is a noise on Kabbalah Satayra. What does that mean? What is being imparted here by the Pasuk? What are we being taught? What are we being told here in the Pasuk? So it's a noise. I mean, well, yes, what do you need a noise for? What's in the Geya? What does it mean? What does it mean for it? So the Chinuch is saying, what it means that it's a noise, the Torah is telling you that the Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Avdus Lechedus, we're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're having, me and you, the Rabbanu Shalom Sanctum Moshe Rabbeinu, we're having over here a Sichsuch, right? Vegan a Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have two issues with a Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Rabbanu Shalom is establishing different over here, a completely different new Anachas. Everything is changing in this church. What's changing is the perspective on Yetzias Mitzrayim is not a Yetzias Mitzrayim. What's the Iker? It's a Yetzias Mitzrayim which is an ice, which is tough to something that's going to come in the future, which is the Tabernacle of Elohim Al HaZeh. That's in the second shot. That's what's different than the first shot. And that's what's changing in Moshe Rabbeinu's mind, which will be Miyashiv his two Shilohs, or at least the second shot. The first Shiloh we answered, Ki Eya Imach. Good. The second Shiloh, what's the Schuz? The Teretz is, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, what do you mean, what's the schus? What's the schus to go out of Mitzrayim? You don't need a schus to go out of Mitzrayim. The Tzias Mitzrayim is in and of itself is not the prize. That's not the schar. The Avdus L'Chedus is in and of itself, not something that you need a schus to get. It's not doing, not, didn't do a big favor yet. Going out of Mitzrayim is not in the Rebbeinu Shlomo's, in the Rebbeinu Shlomo's belt, and in the perspective that Moshe Rabbeinu has to have when he's going to take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, it's Alz Liyos Lacham Lelakim. It's all a hechsher. In order to be Liyos Lacham, you're going to go out of Mitzrayim Lechedus, and you're not going to be Mekabel L'Toyda. It's gone and Shluftetal. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. You didn't need a big schus to get that. Faket, that's a bad thing. So Zelucha is Yenoichi Shlachticha. When you understand, Zakhtar Rabban Shalom, when you understand that the Yetzias Mitzrayim is only an ois on Kabbalah Satayra, and if I take them out of Mitzrayim, they're going to use the months of the Memtes Yom of the Zayimah, which is to creep out of the Memtes Shalit Trukuma day by day, that by the time they reach Ma'ivet HaSinai, they'll be right on Kabbalah Satayra. So that's their schus. The schus, they need a schus to be makabel to get the Torah. They don't need a schus to be go out of Mitzrayim. The schus to be makabel the Torah is that they'll be ready to be makabel the Torah. That is the schus. I met this Yisrael. V'zelucha ois ki anoichi shlachticha. This is not the ki anoichi shlachticha. I'm not sending you to take them out of Mitzrayim. The Yetzias Mitzrayim is ki eya imach, I'll be with you, you'll take them out. That's number one. That's the first step. That answers the first question. Upon that basis now, that brings us to now, Dr. Rabbeinu Shlomo, that now the Yetzias Mitzrayim, it's not mission accomplished yet. Very little has yet been accomplished. It's now, you're in a position, and you see, you've witnessed the Yetziyah Me'avdus L'Chedus in a way that Klal Yisrael will now be at a point where they'll be accepting of the fact that they need to go and be Mekabel the Torah, which is the Ikka, and that's what I'm giving them. I'm not sending you to take them out, to take them out. I'm sending you to take them out, that the taking out will be an ice for them. What does it mean it's an ice? It's symbolic, and in their minds it will make a big enough Roshim on Klal Yisrael that they'll now utilize the Memtes Yoyim Post-Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Lias Lachem Lelekim, the Maisa, the Nisa Hayam, and everything will make the Roshim necessary that Christ will now not be in the Memtes Shaitum. And they haven't yet got what they're being taken out. They haven't yet been given the prize. The prize they've been given by Maimon HaSinai. And when it comes time, by Tzir Tavinus Lelekim Allah Azed, they'll be ready, willing, and able to be Mekabel the Torah. Is Vehi Aschus, I met this Lisrael. That's in the second pshat. Up in the Eshet pshat, we didn't say in the pasuk v'zelachayis kenoshi shlachticha that Yetzias Mitzrayim is tafel to the Kabbalah Satayra. That's not being said here in the pasuk. So in the first pshat, we're going with the original hanochas, with Moshe Rabbeinu's hanochas, with the hanocha that Yetzias Mitzrayim in and of itself is the prize. That's not to say that we don't hold that it's tafel to Maimed Har Sinai, but that's not being introduced over here in terms of the Shaka V'Tayi, the Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbeinu Shalom, philosophically there may not be a difference. But in terms of the Kashis and the Terutzim here and the Tzukim, the Rabbeinu Shalom is asking him based L'shitasai, at the very least. You're asking, what is over here? V'chiyotzi es b'nei Yisrael, b'ez eschus, the Teretz is Dov HaGadol Yeshli Aloi Tzu'azu. Here it's Dov HaGadol Yeshli Aloi Tzu'azu. And Echanami, in the first pshat, there is no schus on Medes Yisrael. Because in the first pshat, you can't have a retroactive schus, assuming that you want to have a schus to go out of Mitzrayim. You can't have a schus going out of Mitzrayim because Tavnas Alekim Alohor Hazeh. But that's why Rashi is saying in this pshat, it's Dov HaGadol Yeshli Aloi Tzu'azu. Because in this pshat, Takat Kaisel doesn't have a schus. It's the Rabbeinu Shalom that has a Ratzin. And he's saying, Eilach Inami, you're representing me, and this is what I want to do. And I have an Egeus. Why? I have an Egeus because I know B'Yediyah, not in the realm of B'chira. In the realm of Yediyah, it will happen that Tavnas Elokim Al Har Hazeh, Ichvil Hav Mazak Lal Yisrael, that will be Mekabel the Torah. And I know it's going to happen. As a matter, that's what I'm doing. Just in general, just to try to understand a little bit more, when we say that Yetzias Mitzrayim is an ice, Amayinat HaSinai, so we're saying, like the Chinuch says, that the Yetzias Me'avdus L'Chedus is not the Ikkar. The Ikkar is the Kabbalah Sateira. You'll know, I believe the Mishnah says in Avos, I believe it's in the sixth parak, that Chodus Al Aluchos. So it says that Al Tikri Chodus Al Chedus, that Ein Ben Chodin Al Mishaisik Zatayra. But the Ikkar Chedus ultimately of a person realizes and arrives at the supreme and the height and the supreme chedus is when a person is the shibud to the ratzon abayde and to his Torah, as reflected in the Torah and Tarek Mitzvahs. That's the way to be makashi yourself to true chedus. You makashi yourself to the bayde yoylam, which is unshibudim. The bayde yoylam is completely unshibudim. Right? The mitzvahs of the bayde yoylam is ein lecha chedus gadol mizeh. When a person is able to be mizdabek to the Ratzon Abayday, as it's Chodus al Aluchos, and the Aseres Hadibros, is Ein Ben Chodin, El Mish Oisik V'Toyra. That is the supreme, true independence. Independent of the Gashmias, independent of the Yetzihara. Again, cleaving to this that it says in that we're all the chelik alakami mal, that part of us, that the yipach ba'ap of nishmas chayim, we all have a part of us, the nishmas chayim, which is tied to the Rabbeinu Shalom, so to speak, which is the chelik alakha. When we energize that chelik of us, of ourselves, when we feed that aspect of ourselves, we take care of it. And we give it its chiyus, what it needs to survive, especially in this veld. So when we feed that Tayag Mitzvahs and Limud HaTorah, at that point, we are true B'nai Chayim. The Gemara says in Yuma, on the Aflamet Heimim Beis, famous Gemara, not famous enough that I know it without looking at it, famous nonetheless. Famous Gemara that said that the person comes, person, Chani Rabbanan, Oni Ve'ashi Ve'rasha, Bon Lidin. It says three people, Achamei Ve'eshim, come before the Bezen Shalmala. And each one of them is going to use his life circumstances, his situation, as a justification to rationalize why he is the way he is. So Allah ani aimrim lai mitnei ma lo yasakta b'tayda. Im aimer ani hayisi v'tayda b'din zay noisai. Which is certainly a chatzi tshuva, certainly it's a reasonable. It's a reasonable, it doesn't justify, but it's certainly a mitigating circumstance. So aimrim lai klum ani hayisa yaisa mehillel. So he said that Hillel, like the Gemara is going to say in the end, and Nimsa Hillel Machayev Aswaniyim, Rablazi Machasa Machayev Aswashidim, Yaisi Machayev Aswarishan. Had he not been a Hillel, so Yutaina would have been a lot more, would have been a lot more convincing. But if he was a Hillel, Kluma Yisa, Ani Yaisi Mehillel, Amru Olav Ahil Azokin, Shabachal Yamayon, Ay Yaisi Mestake, and so on, and we all know he went up on the roof and so on, right? And the whole Maisa, the way it's related only by Daruba. So a reflection of how much of an Oni and what kind of Messias Nefesh he despite it that he put into his Limud HaTorah. And then the Gemara continues, Ma'ima Asha HaYisi the Torah Yisi bin Echsai. I wasn't the Oni that was Torah bin Zainoisai, but I was Torah bin Echsai. Is Aimelech Kulma Asha Yisa Yosem Rabbelazah? More than Rabbelazah ben Chasun, which the Gemara goes on to paint a picture of all his Elef Sfinos and all his Yos Ashidos, and nonetheless the Gemara says that he is his Dargan Limit HaTayra. So Rabbelazah ben Chasun is a Chayiv Yos Ashidim. And the thirdly, the Gemara says, Rasha. This is I was given a Nisayan. I'm not. And the Mela, that led me to be very tempted by my Yetzirah. And that's why I was a Rasha. Eishes Paitifa, B'chol Yoyim would be Mishad Lase B'dvonin, B'godin, and so on. And Afal Pitei, Yosef was Yosef, Yosef at Tzadik. His Nimtze that Yosef is Mechai V'Sarishan. So I saw brought from Rebbe Soloveitchik Zatzal, that Rebbe, he has the very very obvious, beautiful question. It says, Bishlama Legabe Hillel and Rabbi Elazar ben Chasson, the Gemara goes on to relate how much they were Oisek B'Torah. It's not enough to say that they were Aniyim and Ashidim. You have to also provide evidence that that they learned. Otherwise, missing the point. By Yosef, the Gemara doesn't say, and then I mean, doesn't say it in the Gemara, there's no hint at the fact. I mean, even in the Torah, not in the Gemara, not in the Torah. The statement that Yosef HaTzadik was that from his Grace and Milus was that he was a Grace and Master. So how are you going to, how is that related to Mipnei Ma'ala Sakta the Torah? It doesn't say you're asking the Rasha Mipnei Ma'asa Avedis. The Gemara doesn't say that. It says Oni Oshiv Rasha Boim Ledin, Oni Oshiv Mipnei Ma'ala Sakta the Torah. And then he says, Ani Ayisi, Asha Ayisi, right? Rasha. Says, but how does that relate back to the name Malay Sakta B'Tayyar? So he says, beautiful Tayyar, the Pasha. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin, and Aflamid Amid Beis, the Gemara says that Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Tayyar Tavlin. And the Gemara says it very clearly over there. The Gemara says that if you're going to be Isaac B'Tayyar, Imatem Iskimba, is a Mele, you could be Nitzel from the Yetzirah. And if you're not going to be Isaac in the Torah, it's not just one of many ways to be Nitzel from the Yetzirah. The Gemara says both ways. It's and to the degree that you're not going to be Isaac in the Torah, is you're not going to be Nitzel from the Yetzirah. Is a Mele, the Rebbe Gazok, that the Pshat is, if it says by Yosef that he was Nitzel from Eishes Paitifa, that the essence of Yosef HaTzadik was that he was an oimid in the gresth in the Shiyinus, despite the fact that he was a Noor and he was tarted by Yitzray, but he was able to be Mizgavim, be oimid in Yisrayin. We don't have to say that he was Oisik B'Torah, because there is no other way except Limud HaTorah and Shmiras HaMitzvahs, and in his case, following in the footsteps, Vishamru Derech Hashem Lasit Stako Mishpat, in the footsteps of Yaakov and the Ovis. If he had he not been practicing the Torahs and the Darkei Ovis, there would be no way that he would be in a position. There is no other way that somebody would be able to say that Noah Yisi, Tarid B'Yitziya Yisi, but despite that I was able to be Nitzel Tenacious Pesifa. Maybe so here we don't have to bring any rayas. Here the Gemara doesn't have to say Hachachis that Yosef HaTzadik was an Oisik B'Torah. Here me Nehu Bey, Anoshivev, Anoni, Anoshivev. We have to be Mechiyach, how do you know, okay? He's Anoni, he's Anoshivev, Tesef. Bring the Gemara rayas. Here we don't need any rayas. The Melo, so when we say that Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Me'avdus Lecheiros, is an ois, it's tafel to the Kabbalah Satayra. It's Ein Ben Chayrin Al Misha Oisik B'Torah. Ultimately, Emes Lecheiros comes to a person when he's able to free himself from being subjugated and being Meshubid to his Gashmias, to his Chumrias, to that which the Yetzer Hara within him wants him to do. That's the greatest Shibud. That's the greatest Shibud. And the greatest release, not the greatest, but the only, the Gemara is saying, the only ultimately way to release oneself from being subjugated and from being enslaved by the Yetzer Hara and from the Mempes Sharei Tumah, which you first, as a Hechshen, needed to be obviously released from that environment. You need to get out of the environment. But ultimately, getting out of the environment without coming to Tavnus Alekim, without approaching Ma'amid HaSinai, and imbibing, and taking in, soaking up, Torah mitzvahs, and following the Ratzon HaBodei, is a Mela was still in a massive of Avos. The Ein Ben Chayrin Al Misha Oisik B'Torah, the Oisik B'Torah is ultimately Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, is the antidote. That's the only refuah in the belt, like we see from Yosef HaTzadik, without even knowing that he was an Oisik B'Torah. We know that he came to Ma'amid HaSinai. We know he came to Ma'amid HaSinai because we could see on the person that he was not a Torah B'Yitzray, that ultimately he was Mizgabah of his Yetzahara, is Behechrich, that his journey took him to Ma'amid HaSinai, that he not only went through, he not only got out of jail, he not only went out of the Avdus L'Cheiros, also in the Kura Barzal, in his own private, in the Simon Maisa of his Simon Labonim, in his Golos, in the Kura Barzal of Mitzrayim. But that Kura Barzal took him ultimately, like the Gemara is being Mechiyach without having to be Mechiyach, that took him to a Tavnus Alekim Al-Hor Azeh, the Melo, thus is Emeser, that is the true being released from the Avdus L'Cheiros, Ein Ben Chayrin Mish'Oisik B'Torah.